John chapter 8, verse 52 says, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death." Can we just say that sometimes in our humanness, Jesus can seem really confusing? For example, John chapter 5, verse 24 and verse 28. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." And then in verse 28, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who hear in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." So do we die, and do we go into tombs, or do we have eternal life? John chapter 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." So do we die, or do we have eternal life? Well, the answer is yes. We die a physical death. But the main component of who we are is not physical. It's spiritual. And those who are trusting Christ, abiding in Christ, their spirits never die. They continue on in unbroken relationship and fellowship with God. They've been born again, and eternal life is not something a believer gains when they go to heaven. It's something they receive at the new birth. The believer is given this great promise: you will not taste death. Today, when you pray, please pray for Milan Bulak, our changemaker missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Nyak Nyusa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi and Tanzania.